Mayor, last train home at 7:30 on a Wednesday. And time now for Jeep Talk. We'll be talking Jeep every Wednesday at 7:30. Why? Well, because you might have seen the Life and Style branded Jeep running around town. It's an iconic vehicle. I'm talking Jeep, of course, over 80 years of off-road excellence, on-road fun. And so many folk in Ballito and the environs own Jeeps or would like to. And it's just so we're going to have a bit of fun. Because on the line right now is Charles Lensley from the Ballito Jeep Club. Charles, welcome. Nice to have you on the show.
Good morning, Dave. Thank you for having me on the show.
So now, Ballito Jeep is now getting back in terms of organized fun and adventure. Let's just talk a little bit about the Jeep Club, because the Ballito chapter is affiliated to the KZN Jeep Club, isn't that so?
That is absolutely true. So we came together as a couple of the Jeep owners in Ballito and thought, you know what, we've seen a lot of Jeeps driving around in Ballito, and it would be nice to have, you know, our local chapter of the Jeep Club, and to get, you know, all the Jeeps and everyone like-minded, you know, to go out and have some fun, to get them all together. And, you know, the thing with the KZN Jeep Club, it's great. We do a lot of outings with the KZN Jeep Club, but also sometimes we don't want to really drive that far out, you know, maybe have a quick morning of some fun with friends and, you know, be in and around Ballito and maybe even go up a little bit more into Zululand, you know. So it's the reason why we started, you know, what we call the Ballito chapter of the Jeep Club.
I think it's a fantastic idea. So many folk have got the capability, but not necessarily the experience in terms of where to go. There's some gorgeous outrides very close to where we are right now, and to explore these places effectively with good guidance and the camaraderie of, as you say, like-minded folk is ideal. So if you own a Jeep or would like to and are thinking about it and would like to get together to find out more about what this peculiar Jeep thing is, why Jeep? I mean, there are many four-wheel drive marks out there, and they're all pretty darn good at taking you into extraordinary places, but there is something even more special about the Jeep brand that just makes people smile. I think that's fair to say, Charles. I mean, every time I get into a Jeep, I feel like I'm on holiday, even if it's just coming to work. It makes me smile.
Absolutely, Dave. And you know what? One of the big attractions for me driving a Jeep, and the reason I wanted a Jeep, is in our lovely summer months, there's nothing more fun than to drop the top of your Jeep and drive a convertible. You know, but it's not just any convertible. This is a convertible that you can go off-road, have some fun. Like you said, you know, we've got some fantastic places to explore in and around the North Coast that many people are not even aware of.
Yeah.
And, you know, to be in a convertible while you are doing all of this in the beautiful weather, obviously not today, you know, looking outside, it's a bit overcast. But, you know, in generally in summer months, that is one of the fun things for me about a Jeep. And it gives you, like we will say, the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
So on-road we can have a roof on, and off-road we can have a convertible.
There's also, I think, a lot of features that people don't fully appreciate, that unless you are in company of folk that know and can advise, you probably will never use either. And it's so cool to be able to explore what the vehicle can do, and in fact in the company of folk that keep you relatively confident, because I think that's a part of the off-road experience is to develop a sense of confidence. But I think a lot of folk that own Jeeps are really scared of going seriously off-road, because there's some lunatics out there you see on YouTube that go out with the intention of, I think, almost destroying their vehicles. This is not what you guys do, hey?
Definitely not, Dave. So the whole idea of our Jeep Club show is, you know, to get everyone together, even if you have no experience, to join us on some of the outrides. We don't go and look for the most difficult obstacles or drives to do. A lot of it is, you know, going off the road, but very scenic. And first of all, to get to know your vehicle, because if you know your vehicle and you know what the vehicle is capable of, you become more comfortable to maybe take on, you know, an obstacle or two And I think that's the important thing. You know, you are driving with some people in the Jeep Club that's got lots of experience. I've been doing off-roading since 2000, so it's not, you know, my first rodeo, like they will call it. And the whole idea is to give everyone the opportunity to fully experience their vehicles, what they can do for what they want to do, not necessarily what I want to do, because I'm maybe one of the more extreme Jeep owners that like to see what my vehicle can do and test the flexibility of my suspension, for example. But not everyone can do that. And some people just want to go a little bit off the beaten track and experience amazing scenery along the route. And that is what we want to do. And that's why we want to get everyone that owns a Jeep to join us, to see what it is all about. It is not, like you said, there's YouTube movies where people put Jeeps through paces that is maybe not natural. That's not what we are trying to do.
Well, I think there's a super opportunity for everyone that owns Jeeps in the Greater Ballito area to come together on a bit of a, I suppose, almost a cavalcade. It's a drive, a short hop from Ballito out to the ski park just north of Sugar Rush, that vicinity in the hills. It's a lovely destination, but it's a short hop. But the real thing is that on the 27th of February, that's about a month's time, at the Lifestyle Center, in the Lifestyle Center parking lot, the main parking lot, the invitation is open to all Jeep lovers to get together, bring your vehicle, join the cavalcade, if you like, join the I was going to say procession. I suppose it's going to be a bit of a procession of Jeeps from the Lifestyle Center out to the ski park, and then from there you can have a coffee or a breakfast or whatever, and just a natter and get to meet people that are similarly equipped with, in my humble opinion, one of the finest vehicles on the road, but I'm slightly biased. And it should be a fun day. So it starts, what, at 10 o'clock on the 27th?
10 o'clock, yep, absolutely, Dave. So 10 o'clock on the 27th of Feb, it's a Sunday. We want to get everyone that is interested. The invitation is open to all Jeep drivers. Even if you are thinking of buying a Jeep, come meet us, come see what the vehicle is all about. And more importantly, what is the people all about?
Yeah.
Like you said, you know, it is a community. And belonging to that community is absolutely fantastic.
It is. I can attest to that. If you grab a copy of the Life and Style magazine, you will see, no doubt, the value. Because if you ever get into difficulties, it's so cool to be able to call on your mates in the Jeep Club to come and assist with that kind of support and that kind of what is the word? I don't want to use the word like fellowship. Sounds like a religious organization. It's not like that. It's just a lot of fun. It's great. So where are some of the places you've been to in the past?
So, Dave, we've been to a couple of places on the North Coast and beyond. One of them that comes to mind is Amapikulu Nature Reserve. I don't know if a lot of you know, the listeners have been to Amatikulu. It is just about a 40-minute drive from Ballito. Beautiful scenery. If you've ever been there and you found the lookout point, there's a very nice view that you can see the ocean and the Amatikulu River and the Ononye River, you know, crossing, going into the ocean. A very nice drive, very scenic, lovely opportunity to test a little bit of your vehicle. It's not a difficult drive. And then we've also been to Ongonye Forest. It's a bit of a tongue twister. We've been to Ongonye Forest. It's a little bit more of an interesting drive. You drive into the forest. And what we normally do, Dave, is halfway through the trip for the day, we will park off our vehicles. We will pull out the brides. And what is a 4x4 fun day without having a braai? And, you know, it's so typical, you know, South Africans, that's what we do, is we have a braai in the middle of, you know, almost nowhere in this beautiful surrounding area with a little bit of a, you know, stream of water running. And that is the outdoor lifestyle. That is what it is all about.
So they'll be doing you'll be doing quite a few of those during the course of this year and going forward. And if you want to be part of that, that's fantastic. And we'll be talking Jeep every Wednesday, as I say, on the show, 7:30-ish, if you make it a date. Or if you want to just catch up as well on our apps, you'll find the catch-up podcast. And if you missed the live conversation, you'll be able to catch up that way very easily. Lots of topics to cover, I'm sure. There's a huge range of technical aspects of off-road that we'll be talking about, no doubt, and then, of course, Jeep-specific. Charles, look forward to chatting to you again in the fullness of time, but just to make it a date on the 27th, if you know anyone that would be keen, spread the word, and we'll pick it up again next week.
Perfect, Dave. Thank you very much, and have a wonderful day.
Lovely. Nice chatting to you. That's Charles Lensley. He's the president of the Belita chapter of the Jeep Club. If you come along on the 27th to the meet at the Lifestyle Center, you can come, Norgwanda, but you have to get you have to upgrade your wheels a little bit. Yeah, because you
it's like the auspicious, because I'll have no idea what they're talking about.
You know what? So many people that own four-wheel drive vehicles, particularly Jeeps, don't have a clue when it comes to off-road. They really don't. Some folk do not even realize how capable the vehicle is, and simply because they've never had a chance to get it off-road properly.
Yeah.
And this is an opportunity to really, you know, it's when you've got it's like a phone. I see this lovely phone I've got. iPhone 13. There's a free punch. I do not know how to use this phone. I know how to make calls, maybe look at a few things on Facebook. Yeah. That's about it. It's a waste of time. If someone could show me how to unlock the capability, it would change my life. That's the same thing we're doing with the Jeep Club.
Awesome. I mean, yeah, I think it's going to be very informative.
Yeah.
And lots of fun for all the Jeep owners. So
you should come along. You can ride in mine. How about that? We can do the morning team together.
Okay.
You're the Killers.